When David Selby was hired to analyze and report on minority voting patterns in Santa Rosa, his charge was to answer two basic questions.
Do Latinos in Santa Rosa have a distinct voting interest? Ways in which their voting behavior differs from the general population? Second question is, how well do the institutions of the city of Santa Rosa represent that particular interest should it exist?
His findings, reported last week to the Leadership Institute for Ecology and the Economy, which commissioned it, were clear. Latino voters, the only significant ethnic minority in Santa Rosa, tend to support members of their own community, Selby says, and they also generally share some core values.
They're a little bit more culturally conservative than the surrounding population. They're very economically progressive, so they support government services and unions and things like that. But they're not particularly anti-business, so they combine this kind of economic progressivism also without being anti-business.
They are also inclined to vote Democratic, something that has increased since 1994, when Republican Governor Pete Wilson pushed Proposition 187 to restrict state services to immigrants. But even in heavily Democratic Santa Rosa, Selby found that the electorate splits sharply along ethnic lines.
Generally speaking, Latinos have a set of candidates that they prefer, and the rest of the population has a different set of candidates that they prefer. The exception to that being the city council race in 2012, where Ernesto Olivares, Julie Combs, and Aaron Carlstrom all did about the same with Latinos and non-Latinos.
In that race, Olivares was an incumbent, which helped him, Selby notes. But the two successful women candidates shared a straightforward strategy.
Aaron Carlstrom and Julie Combs, the other two winners, they ran outreach to Latino campaigns. And so it's not a surprise that candidates who outreach to Latinos find some success doing so.
To date, however, there has been no crossover in the opposite direction.
People like Carolyn Banuelos or Eddie Alvarez frequently had overwhelming support amongst Latinos, but were unable to break into the non-Latino electorate and therefore unable to win.
One factor in that, suggests Selby, is Santa Rosa's citywide council elections, which the overall electorate solidly upheld in the balloting on Measure Q in 2012, even though 90% of Latinos favored changing to district elections.
One of the strongest effects of an at-large district is that you need more money to compete, and you have to compete across the entire city. And what that does is it just makes it very difficult for candidates without a lot of money to compete across the city.
Latino candidates are also disadvantaged in voter registration numbers, Selby adds.
There's a big lag right now between Latino population and Latino voters. So Latino population in the city of Santa Rosa is almost 29%. But percentage of voters, it's right around 6.5%.
The two most successful Latino candidates in recent Santa Rosa elections have been City Councilmember Olivares, a former police officer who rose to become chief, and City School Board member Laura Gonzalez, a longtime teacher. Extrapolating from their histories, Selby has this advice for other office seekers.
You face an uphill battle. It's pretty clear about that. But there are things you can do. For example, get some good union support, some strong other kind of institutional organizational support, and that's your path, it seems, to breaking into the non-Latino electorate.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.